The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my co-host, Fell Realtor husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good.
We have a special guest today. We have Jay Tallarico, who's a fence contractor and owner of Built to Last Fence Company. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for coming in to be with us and talk about fences. We've looked high and low for a fence contractor, and you're the guy.
I'm glad you picked me.
Can't wait to talk about fences. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have, or if you'd like to suggest a topic that we haven't talked about, send it in to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also listen to archive radio shows. And jruddy.com is mobile friendly. You can view the listings on your mobile phone, your smartphone, with no trouble at all. Okay, once again, Jay Tallarico, fence contractor, owner of Built to Last. How long have you been installing fences?
I've been doing it for about 12 years now.
Okay, and what's your contact information, please?
You can reach me on my cell phone at 357-7996 or email at jtals@yahoo.com.
jtals@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
And it's T-A-L-S?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us all about fences. Fences make good neighbors.
Yeah, good fences make good neighbors. All right. I'll swear to that.
All right. So we want to know all about fences. Let's start with the material. What types of material are available to consumers these days?
We have the chain link fence, wood fencing, vinyl fencing, and ornamental aluminum.
Are they all comparable in prices?
Not really. The vinyl and the aluminum are the most expensive. The chain link is about the cheapest. And all depends on what you want and what you want to spend.
What kind of look you want to achieve?
Right.
Like if I want to see my neighbor or if I don't want to see my neighbor?
Exactly.
How high can a fence be?
6 foot is usually the maximum height limit.
And is that a borough or city ordinance or is it?
That's just about anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go. That's as tall as you can go.
Right, for residential fencing.
Okay.
But then when you get out past the front of the house, does it cut down to like 3 feet? Is that how it goes?
Usually 4 foot's the highest you could go past the front of the house.
Okay. So, and the front has to be 4 feet or less, and then on the sides or in the rear, it has to be 6 feet or less.
Correct.
Okay.
I'd like to do 12 foot.
Yeah.
like those sound barriers, you know, that they have on the side of the highway. Probably a little out of my price range, though.
Slightly.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay. So talk about wood fences. Do a lot of people do wood fences? There's nothing like the look of a wood fence when you first put it in, but there's a lot of maintenance over the years for wood, is there not?
Yes, there is. You have to treat it once every 2 years. And to be honest with you, the wood fence has been gone down. Not many people have been buying that lately.
The sales have dropped.
Right.
There's not really a call for wood.
Not really.
It's vinyl, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Vinyl is the thing. And there's a variety of types of vinyl to choose from, different styles and looks, correct?
Yeah. Yes, there's different styles, there's different colors, different grades.
Do they last forever?
They don't last forever, but they are maintenance free. And most people, that's what they're looking for these days.
Maintenance free, so you don't have to put any kind of special coatings on them. You don't have to worry about painting them or doing any of that.
Correct.
Well, you just wash them once in a while?
Yeah, usually in springtime you give it a good washing and you go from there.
Can you power wash them?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so that doesn't harm them?
No.
Doesn't take any kind of coating off?
Well, if you went real close with the sprayer, it wouldn't do that to just about anything, so you just have to be careful with it.
Okay. And what side of the fence should face the property and what side should face the neighbor?
Well, when you're talking for wood fence, you always want the post and all the structure of the fence showing on the inside.
Oh, okay. On the inside?
Yes.
So if I put up a fence, I'm going to see the structure in the post and everything? It's going to be facing on the outside, all the nice stuff.
Right.
Oh,
but
okay.
So a lot of people think that's the nice stuff. You know, there's a lot more texture and whatnot with the, when you get to see all the other materials involved in it.
Okay.
You know, when I grew up on in Dunmore on just a residential block neighborhood, and nobody had a fence. Now, pretty much everybody in the neighborhood has a fence.
Yeah, well, times have changed since when you grew up. People want to be a little bit more private and, you know, just the way the world's changed.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we opened up our fence in the backyard, so now we're kind of like a thoroughfare for all the kids. They come up and they go down and they cut around, so it's okay. I don't mind all the kids running around.
We're completely fenced in, though. We have a gate that goes over the driveway. Now, on gates, do you ever install anything mechanical, like something that you can hit a button and open and close a gate?
Yes.
Okay. Is that costly?
Yes, it is.
Well.
What are you looking at me for?
I'd like to look into that.
If you have enough gadgets, you want a remote control garage door opener. Well, I want a remote control fence opener.
And I don't want to get out of the car. Just want to hit a button.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'd like you to look at that for us.
I'm not telling them where we live.
All right. Jay, I would think that you have to be familiar with local building codes, what you can, what you can't do, pool codes. You have to read up on that, know wherever you're going, what you can and cannot do, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so does anybody ever ask you to do something that could be questionable?
Yes, and you know, my advice to them is to do it by code in case down the road something ever happened. You always want to have your bases covered.
Now, what is the proper procedure when you know if you had a survey of your property and you know where your lines are? How far in do you come? Do you put the fence on the line or do you come in?
I usually stay in just a little bit just in case the surveyor was off just a tiny bit and just to keep a nice rapport with your neighbor.
Okay. Do you suggest talking to the neighbor prior to putting the fence up?
Absolutely.
Okay. Have you ever been met with an unfriendly neighbor when you're installing a fence?
Lots of times.
Yeah. Really? What did I say?
Well, first of all, when you have a job and you see it's just one straight line with no gates, privacy, usually it's going between a property line. And sometimes the neighbor doesn't want you to step on their property and you have to be like a mediator there because she's getting a nice fence just as the person who's buying it is.
All right, so the neighbor's going to benefit from that too.
Correct.
So you're able to diffuse the situation.
Yes, to my best of my ability.
Okay. Now, when you meet property owners that want to do a fence and you come out and you explain all the different products that you have that are available to them, do you give them a written estimate?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how often do you meet that estimate? Do you ever feel that you go over or under the estimate, or is pretty spot on most of the time?
Usually the estimate's right on. You know, lots of times someone might get a change or something, you know, that'll bring it up a little bit. But as far as the estimate, you know, I stand by my quote.
Okay. Are there guarantees?
Yes.
Warranties?
Yes, there is.
How long?
Each fence has a different warranty. Like a vinyl fence is 2 years for the workmanship on it.
Are your products different, the type of fence that you provide a consumer, is it different quality-wise than a big box store's product?
Yes, but the quality of the fence that we get is top-notch.
Do you ever have anybody ask you to see your work and do you provide names and maybe addresses of some of the fences that you've installed? Is that a good idea?
Yes, I have plenty of references.
Okay, good. We're headed towards a break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk more about fences when we do. Thank you, Jay. What's your contact information, please?
You can reach me on my cell phone at 357-7996 or by email at jtals@yahoo.com.
Thank you, Jay. Jay is fence contractor, owner of Built to Last Fence Company. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a gorgeous four-bedroom, four-bath home on 2.5 acres with a four-car garage located at 285 Johnson Hill Road in Lenoxville for $345,000. This fantastic home is secluded, but not yet too far away. It was built in 1997. It has granite countertops in the kitchen, hardwood and tile floors. It has a beautiful fireplace, central air conditioning, a finished lower level, and a beautiful screened-in porch to enjoy the view. So if you're looking for a beautiful four-bedroom, four-bath home, give us a call about 285 Johnson Hill Road in Lenoxville for $345,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. In a recent survey from ERA Real Estate, nearly 50% of women said they would be willing to forego a big engagement ring to use the money on a down payment for a home, with 17% saying they already made the swap. When it comes to honeymoons, nearly 60% of respondents said they would forego a honeymoon for a down payment, with more than 16% reporting they have already done so. 1,000 people in committed relationships were surveyed to uncover the effect that buying a home has on a relationship, and that found 89% of couples felt their bond was strengthened by purchasing a home together. Some other significant findings of the survey include 73% of couples find location the easiest thing to agree on when buying a home, ahead of price, home size, and how long to own the home. Also, deciding which stuff to keep or donate was the most difficult part of merging two households over finances, decorating, and paperwork. And 62% responded that crime rate and neighborhood safety were the most important part of choosing the location of a new home, followed by proximity to work and quality of schools.
They didn't question you. You weren't one of the...
No, I was not one of the respondents.
Okay, I didn't think so, because I was like, that doesn't sound like anybody I know.
Well, no. How long have we been married? This is breaking news.
Seems just like yesterday, dear.
Yes, dear, it does. But this is breaking news, and obviously, they didn't ask me. But Jessica sat here, and she was shaking her head.
Yeah, she was nodding her head, right?
Yeah, she was shaking her head. We're headed towards a break. We'll be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We are back. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good today.
Good. And we have a special guest, Jay Tallarico, who is a fence contractor and owner of Built to Last. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great. We covered a lot of ground on the first half. We talked about all the different types of fences and how high and how low. You can't go above 6 feet on a fence?
That is correct.
And in the front of a house, you can't go above 4 feet?
Right.
Okay. And we talked about how you install the fence. You don't do it on the survey line. You come in a little bit. Say how far?
Just a few inches. A
few inches, not a whole foot?
Right.
Okay. Now, on the vinyl fence, which you mentioned in the first half is the preferred fence today, most people like the vinyl over the wood. Do they turn yellow if they go in white? Do they have a tendency to ever turn colors?
The fence I install is a high quality fence, and I never really seen that happen.
Okay, but it can happen on lower quality fences?
Yes, I seen it where it didn't turn yellow, but it was like a grayish, dingy color.
Okay.
And that's one of the fences from the big box stores?
Yes.
With the little clips?
Yes.
That hold the panels on, that get blown down in the wind, but you don't do those?
No, I don't.
No, thank goodness.
Tell me what you do when you find that a property is sloping, or the ground that you would be putting the fence on slopes one way, to the left, to the right, front or back, or if it's rocky, bumpy. How do you take care of all of that?
Okay, well, the slope is no problem because you just run the fence with the grade of the ground. And as far as...
Would it be like a step down, or would it be straight down?
That would be a customer preference. Whatever kind of look you're looking for. Some people like it close to the ground. Other people like it stepped.
But if you have a dog or something, you're going to want it straight down, close to the ground. So
yes, that's
Fido
right.
Doesn't get out and get run over.
Right.
Okay. What else?
And as far as the texture of the ground, we hit rocky surfaces all the time, and that's just when you have to get the jackhammer out.
And how far do you have to go down when you're putting these posts in so they don't heave with the ground when it freezes or anything?
We go down at least 2.5 feet, try to get to 3 feet if we could.
3 foot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you ever have any problems with underground utility lines running or sprinkler systems? Do you ever get any surprises?
Well, there's always a surprise when you're in the backyard with a homeowner and you're asking, well, is there any lines to worry about? And everybody always says, there's nothing to worry about. And then two holes down, you hit a sprinkler system or something like that. But on a bigger job, there's a number you could call. It's a 1-800 number. It's called One Call. And they'll come out and mark all the utility lines for you.
Oh, really? Perfect.
But aren't utility lines usually deeper than 3 feet, though, aren't they?
It all depends.
You're not responsible for any damage to unmarked underground utilities, then?
Well, yes, I am responsible if I damage a line. I have insurance to cover that.
So even though you weren't aware that it was there?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you got to do your due diligence then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And if the homeowner didn't know?
Yeah, most of the time the homeowner doesn't know. And a job like that happened last year where I hit a line, and I didn't even know I hit it until the summer came around when he worked his light system and it didn't work, and I had to go back and repair it.
Okay, all right. Is the customer responsible for pulling the permits, or do you do that?
I usually do that.
Okay. And so that would all be built into the estimate and the price?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then if you're hitting rock and you have to get the jackhammer out and you didn't realize that, that's extra, right? That would all be extra.
Well, if I give a price and I hit some rock, then I just have to deal with it. But sometimes when you're at a place, you could kind of tell what it looks like. You know, if you're doing a job up a mountaintop, say, for instance, you know you're going to hit, it's going to be hard to dig up there, so you just have to bid it a little bit higher.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Jay Tallarico, fence contractor, owner of Built to Last Fence Company. Where do you go? How far do you go? You live and you're place of business is in Lackawanna County, but where do you go to do fences?
Just about anywhere in northeastern Pennsylvania. I've been up to Mahoopany, Tunkhannock, the Poconos, past Carbondale, Wilkes-Barre.
And you're doing this 12 years?
Yes.
And what changes have you seen in the fence company business since you started? A lot more fence companies. You know, we opened the show talking about how fences now, today, most people want them for privacy purposes. Most people like fences. And then, of course, with their pets and animals, they want, and children, they want to have a contained area. So a lot of people are doing fences. Have you come across any major changes in the fence company business?
Not really. The last fences, the older fences were chain link. Most people had chain link. A lot of times I'm removing chain link to put in either ornamental aluminum or the vinyl.
Are you ever called to do repairs for wood fences or any other fences?
Yes.
And you do those?
Yes.
And with the wood, how long does wood last typically?
It's hard to say. About 20 years.
If it's maintained properly? Yeah.
Yes, if it's maintained. If not, maybe like 10 years you get out of a fence.
What's the maintenance you have to do on a wood fence?
You have to seal it. You have to get like a Thompson's water seal or something like that and seal it every couple of years.
Pretty much the same treatment you would do for a deck?
Right.
Okay.
And homeowners can do that themselves, obviously. They don't need to call a fence contractor, but a lot of people, it's very time consuming, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And if the wood, and it typically after some time in the sun and in the cold, rots or decays, is it something that's easily correctable?
Usually the posts that go underground are the first to go bad. A lot of times we just change the posts. Other times, anything from termites to any type of bug infestation
can do a lot of damage, and then they should be looking at replacing rather than rebuilding.
Right.
Did you ever tell an owner that wanted to rebuild and save that fence that their best bet was to actually go with a new fence, a brand new fence, because it would cost more to rebuild it?
Actually, that happens a lot of the time.
They think it could be repaired, and really the cost of repairing would cost a lot more than a brand new fence.
Well, the repair wouldn't be as much, but it's only going to last for so long. You know, if the rest of the fence is falling apart and you're just changing a few pieces.
Economically, it makes more sense in the long run.
Right.
Okay. All right. The vinyl fences, do they burn? If they were ever near fire, set on fire, if people have fire pits or whatever in the backyard, do...
Yes, they burn. I see an instance where there was a fire at a house where it didn't burn, but it melted like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
You see that sometimes with the houses, the vinyl siding on an adjoining house to a house that's on fire, it just kind of melts, kind of falls off the house. They don't burn, but they melt.
Do you ever find these vinyl fences that animals ever, dogs, what have you, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, does any kind of animal chew on the vinyl?
Not that I know of.
Okay, but you can have that happen with the wood, right?
That's correct.
How about a weed whacker or something that, you know, somebody's in the backyard taking out the weeds? Do you ever see any damage done by a weed whacker, a lawnmower?
You know, by a lawnmower, sure, but not a weed whacker. It just doesn't have enough power.
Yeah, so, I use the weed whacker against our vinyl fence all the time.
And nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
No pitting or anything?
Nothing.
No,
but if you took with the lawnmower, if it shot a rock through it, punch a nice size hole right through the vinyl.
Sure, that would not.
No, that would be bad.
Can you repair something like that? A hole?
Yeah, say I put a hole in my panel. Could you fix that?
Absolutely. Just one little piece that's broken. We could take that out and put a new piece right in there.
Because it looks like when you got the whole fence together in this long fence, it looks like a big jigsaw puzzle and you'd have to take it all apart. That's not the way it is.
Well, it is like that, and it's a little bit harder than it looks, but it can be done.
You're like the watchmaker, you know, way to take it apart and put it back together.
Absolutely.
That's good to know because, I mean, you never know.
Right. You get kids, they blast into a fence and crack it or something.
With the baseballs, the basketballs.
Oh, the baseballs.
Yeah. But it's repairable.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful, because I wouldn't think that. Well, we had a fabulous show with you, Jay. I would like your contact information once again. Jay Tallarico, owner of Built to Last Fence Company. Your phone number?
Is area code 570-357-7996. And my email is jtals@yahoo.com.
Okay, doing fences for 12 years in northeastern Pennsylvania, right?
That's correct.
You're built to last, right?
Built to last. Thanks so much for being here with us. And would you come back next week so we can talk a little bit more about fences?
I'd be glad to.
Thanks. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a well-maintained raised ranch. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath with an attached one-car garage. The home has been updated. It has parquet, hardwood flooring, and a nice sun porch. It also has a rear deck with a great view of the valley. You can sit out there and enjoy the view of the valley. Also, downstairs, it can be set up as an in-law suite, which can be very useful. So if you need three bedrooms with two baths and a great price, give us a call about 603 Campbell Street in Scranton for only $92,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. House hunting tips, how to safely search for a house online. According to NAR's profile of seller and buyers in 2013, the use of the internet rose to 92% in the buyer's search for a home. Over 40% of the buyers started their search online. But if you're among them, there are certainly things you should be aware of when searching for a home online. First, don't assume that just because you have the internet at your fingertips, you're a real estate expert, or that you don't need a realtor. Often websites are not comprehensive of all the listings in the area, or they aren't uploaded with the latest listings. You could be missing out on your dream home. Be careful and avoid any fake listings. You may come across these on Craigslist or other third-party sites. As with anything being sold on the internet, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. The indicators: the owners are desperate to cut a deal, or the listing doesn't include any photos, or they want you to wire money to a foreign country. Even if a listing is legitimate, don't trust that everything on its listing is accurate. Sites can be great at seeing a number of homes for sale at once, but the valuation they put on homes is more of an estimate. They do not account for interior amenities, and they could be way off on price. There are serious discrepancies between what these sites say a home is worth and what they will actually sell for. Before we close, we have a little bit of an announcement to make.
Yes, we want to congratulate our son Patrick, who is a special guest here in the studio. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi. On his black belt, he's worked 4 years. He's worked very hard, and I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, we are. We're very proud.
You work so hard for that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM The Talker.